I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us, I suspect, have known someone in the midst of deep, relentless despair, someone whose challenges in life seem so intractable, so overwhelming, that there doesn't appear to be a way out. Sadly, some people feel so helpless that their will to live evaporates. Others somehow manage to move toward whatever light glimmers at the end of a long, dark tunnel. This week's essayist, Brian Shanley, is living proof of what it means to have hope, real hope, in the throes of agonizing anguish.
Recently, we learned of comedian Robin Williams' death. It was not only an unexpected loss, but carried extra weight because of the attachment of a single word, suicide. It's ironic that Williams, often the initiator of the full-blown, snort-inducing belly laugh, took his own life. Many suspected Williams suffered from bipolar illness, a brain disorder providing mammoth swings between mania and depression. Mania provides the high, but mania never rides alone, always accompanied by its evil twin, depression. The boomerang from mania is often a well-sharpened, laser-focused, and relentless depression. And this boomerang always finds its way home. Soon, little or nothing feels good. No light, no energy, and all sense of hope vaporized. I believe all of this because I am one of the millions who suffer from depression. I believe depression to be one of the most insidious of diseases. Add to its symptoms the camouflage provided by social stigma, and you get a deadly combination. Depression acts against all our best intentions and best interests. It works to crush our will and resiliency, to make us question our abilities and eventually our worth. Hope is often the first casualty. Depression is dogged in its ability to push you down. It works by robbing you of things you wish for, the ability to look forward to something and to enjoy the enjoyable. Both disappear with little hope of returning. Life becomes filled with voids, chasms, empty vases. Most find a way to grind it out, hoping that someday they will again enjoy the enjoyable, hold on to positive memories and thoughts, share real smiles. Mental health only seems to be on our radar when a well-known individual speaks to it, in life or death, or when there's a mass killing. I believe it's time that we as a community talk about it. It's real, it's here, and it is not going away. I believe we all need to do our part to help depression out from the shadows. Although depression often steals our hope, we are not hopeless. We can get better. I believe the awareness of symptoms, use of available therapies, medications, and support networks increase the chances of retrieving that which we lost. Because getting to the other side is good, often producing clearer perspective, compassion, serene smiles, and, I believe, even the elusive belly laugh.
Brian Shanley grew up in Attleboro, Massachusetts, attended Providence College and, for graduate school, Salve Regina University, where he now serves as Associate Dean of Admissions. Shanley lives with his wife and son in Newport. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.